mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the coming king's sculpture prayer garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacitas near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacitas will give you a very special discount. Really? You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Well, with me again is Max Griner. Max, your art is displayed all over the world. We've talked about that a lot. Share with us again some of the places that you have your art that maybe might surprise some of the folks that are listening in.
Thank you, Roy. Well, you know, as we got more serious about God and our relationship with Him, Sherry and I started reading books and listening to the radio shows of some of the mighty men and women of God. One of those was Focus on the Family and James Dobson. And we just, Sherry and I, just really respected Dr. Dobson and his wife Shirley so much and wanted to meet him one day. And that was, he was kind of one of our heroes in the faith. But God worked it out so that Focus on the Family got some of my art, and I was able to meet the Dobsons. And they displayed my big life-size Divine Servant sculpture there at Focus on the Family for, I think, 3 months or something. And then also they have a great commission sculpture there in one of their lobbies. It's the World, the Word, and the Rock. And then a lot of the, of course, the employees and the folks that work at Focus use my art and are blessed by my art. So it's an honor to do that. And, of course, Dr. Dobson was one of the people that came out to the garden and actually prayed over it before the cross went up, prayed with Sherry and me right on the spot where the cross stands today. And Dr. Dobson prayed that this vision that God had given us, you know, in 2001, come into existence. And today it is. And Dr. Dobson said, when we're ready for an official dedication, to invite him because he'd come back and do the dedication for us. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, every week we have a special thing we call the Miracle of the Week. Max, share with us this week what our miracle is.
Yeah, we had, you know, there's all, God does all kind of miracles, and don't limit him. One thing that I've learned about the Holy Spirit is don't try to put God in a box because he does not fit, and we all tend to do that with our own theologies. But, you know, God's a God of provision. You know, in Proverbs 13:22, it says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And I've always kind of wondered, how does that work? How does that money get from them to us? And we had a thing here right before Easter that was a real demonstration of that scripture and the truth of it. But right before Easter, we're ready for Easter, except we didn't have the handicap entrance built yet. It was all still dirt roads, and the parking lots weren't done and paved yet. And we didn't have the money to do it yet, because we only build when we have money. Well, about 2 weeks before Easter, a couple named Bill and Marcy Nye from Michigan, they had been coming to the garden when they came to town doing their RV stuff, and they got touched by God at the garden. And so this year, the Holy Spirit touched them, and they asked to meet me. They didn't know me, and I met them, and they said, God's told us we're supposed to give you a big gift. And I said, really, for the garden? They said, yes. And I said, how big? And if I can ask.
Anybody else doesn't know you wouldn't believe it, but yeah, I know you, Max. Yeah. And I can just see you looking at him and say, well, how big is it?
That's right, because we got a big God. Well, these two strangers said $50,000. And I went, $50,000? And they said, yes. And I said, well, that's wonderful, because we were hoping to build the handicap entrance and get the for Easter so the folks could get to the cross. And they said, well, use the money for that. And I said, you know, and they said, let me tell you how we got the money. And I said, well, how did you get the $50,000? Because they were not, you know, wealthy kind of people. They were just good Christians, but God spoke to them. And what Marcy said, she said that her mother died and left them an inheritance. And the mother was an atheist, and her whole life tried to talk Marcy and her siblings out of believing in God and in Jesus. And so when the mother died, the daughter
used the money for a cross
to bring souls to Jesus Christ. And so that's an example of, you know, that Bible verse that says
that
the wealth of the wicked will be used, laid up for the righteous.
The Garden Art Divine Servant is your first composition.
Yeah, one of the sculptures that's out at the garden is a divine servant, and that's the sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet. And and that sculpture, God first spoke that to me at age 37, that composition in 1986.
You know, Max, that actually is one of my favorite one up there. There's all of them are good. But that particular one is my favorite. What does it mean?
The divine servant is a depiction of Jesus Christ washing the feet of the disciple Peter. And that is from John 13 in the New Testament. And this event, real event, occurred on the night before the crucifixion. And Jesus wanted to teach his disciples. You know, it's kind of the last things, the major things he had to share with the disciples before he went to the cross. And he blew them away when after the Lord's Supper, and he explained the, you know, communion and the breaking of the body and the blood. Then he knelt down and he washed their feet. He took off his outer garment, it said, and he wrapped himself with a towel, and he began to wash the feet of his disciples, which literally that was God washing the dirty feet of his creation. And so, you know, that is the greatest example of love and humility that the world had ever seen, was God doing that. And so God calls each of us to serve others and to serve him, and to kneel down and serve other people, and to put them first before we put ourselves. And so, you know, when that was done in front of the disciples, they were a little confused, because they couldn't understand the magnitude of what that example was.
How did God tell you to make the divine servant?
That's the sculpture that really launched us into the Christian artwork. And again, it was in 1986, and it was in April of 1986. And we were having all kinds of problems at that time. Sherry had a face with a life-threatening illness. My dad had an incurable alpha-1 antitrypsin lung disease illness. The economy had crashed in Texas. A lot of my collectors were millionaires and a couple of billionaires, oil men, real estate, gas, banking, all those of you that were alive back then and in business. You remember that was a pretty dark time in Texas. I think 20,000 people a day or a week were moving out of Houston, Texas because it was so bad. We were losing our land. We had a mobile home that we had brought our, brought onto the property so I could, we could build a passive solar house that I had designed. And my business clients were 95% of them had gone bankrupt. And then that put stress on our marriage. And so everything was coming apart. And it was at that moment that God spoke in his still small voice to me and told me to do a sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet.
So, how did he communicate with you? I mean, you're getting these messages. How exactly?
Yeah. Well,
did
people
say, hey, I want you to do this.
You bet. And when I hear people say, hey, God told me, I'd like to know, how did God tell you?
Because there's a lot of ways.
Yeah. And there's, and plus there's a lot of baloney out there.
You've been going to a movie theater. I've been to movies and seen a movie is something in a movie.
Yeah.
And I, all of a sudden I felt the Spirit of God
quickened something.
To me.
Yes.
Like, hey, you, wake
that's
up.
That's right. And that's actually how he does it. He does it in a multitude of ways, but he speaks most often to your spirit and your heart. And the way it was with Divine Servant, you know, we were, everything was crashing around us, and it was probably one of the darkest times of the darkest time in our life when everything we were losing, I was losing everything, Sherry, my dad, the land, the clients, the business, everything we'd built up. And by that point in time, we had success in the art business. God had blessed us. We'd already sold over $1 million worth of wildlife art. And so it wasn't like we hadn't tasted the good stuff, but now we lost everything and we didn't have any money and it was all going. And as I pulled into the driveway, of our mobile home, and I've been praying like crazy that God, please help us in all these problems. The still small voice of God said, Max, I want you to do a sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet. And I heard that in my spirit, didn't hear it with my ears, but I remember leaning back on the seat of the car and saying, I heard you, God. You know, I heard you, I've got all these things to do and we need money and I need to, you know, you need to save Sherry and need to save my dad. And I gave him my list and I didn't obey, and I disobeyed God. And that was not a good thing. And, but Sherry was telling me that's God. You do that sculpture. I couldn't figure out how I could help anything because I didn't know any artist had done any Christian work. All my work had been wildlife and nature things up to then. Then my friend Jim Beard started calling up, and he's a Methodist from College Station. And he starts calling up and all hours of the night and saying, Max, God won't let me sleep. God's saying that you got to do that sculpture. Finally, and I disobeyed him. I said, oh, if God wants me to do it, he'll tell me again. And he said, he is telling you. He's telling you through me. I'm telling you, you're supposed to obey him. And I didn't do it. And finally, I disobeyed until May the 3rd, 1998. And I finally got the message when Jim Beard called up and gave a prophetic word. And he said, Max, God said to tell you this time, nothing else will sell until you obey God. And so I got it then because everything was coming down. We were losing everything.
And what happened?
Well, what happened, as soon as I just committed to obey God, suddenly the art started selling. I remember we sold like the next day or 2 days later, $15,000 worth of wildlife sculpture. We hadn't sold anything in years. And then I did the small sculpture. We washed feet, Jim Beard and I and Shara. We wanted to experience what that was like to understand the scripture. And I'd already knew about the washing of feet because I'd read the Bible. Sherry and Jim had encouraged me to read the Bible, but I also listened to Chuck Swindoll's or read his book that our Sunday school teacher recommended, Improving Your Serve. So I knew what it was about, but we washed feet and then I understood the composition and we created the small little sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet, a little small 1/6 life size. And I sent out a letter to my clients that weren't bankrupt and a few that were bankrupt. And I sent in little pictures. I didn't have money to print and said, would anybody like to buy this sculpture? And we were flat out of money then. Didn't even have the money to do printing. And in about 48 hours, we sold 24 bronze sculptures of this at $1,200 each before I even cast the bronze, and God instantly worked a financial miracle.
And how did the life-size sculpture happen?
The life-size sculpture, you know, came after I finally got with God's program and started to obey him. I really figured out that's the best plan. And so what happened is in July of 1989, Sherry and I were in Atlanta at the Christian Booksellers Convention, and a man, I had the small little wax sculpture there for people to see, and there was a lot of interest in it. And a man named Herman Bailey, that's a evangelist on the Christian Television Network out of Florida, came up and he saw that and he said, that needs to be life size. And he prayed And I had not even dared to think of a piece that big, you know, because they're so expensive to do. But when I got home, I started praying, hey, let's do this life-size, God. And within 2 months, two different people, Jim Buick of Zondervan and Bo Pilgrim of Pilgrim's Pride Chicken, called me up and said they wanted me to do a sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet life-size.
So what did you learn about that whole experience, Max?
And this is, everybody listen to this part. If you're sure God's telling you to do something, obey him, even if you don't understand it. And just like I missed my blessing and almost my destiny because I disobeyed God for 2 years. So if God's telling you to do something, obey him and don't waste the time because it's your time that you're wasting.
Something else happened in Atlanta as well. What was
that? Yeah, that was a major year for God to put us on the launch pad. That same year, at that same show in July of 89, Sherry and I prayed for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And as Baptists, we didn't know that was available. The Charismatics and the Pentecostals call that the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Of course, us Baptists don't believe in that. But I had a dad that was dying, and I had a wife that was dying, and I needed the gift of healing. We prayed, and I mean, stuff started happening to us in our lives, and we have never been the same since.
People are listening right now. They want more information about the Cross in Kerrville. How do they get in contact?
Yeah, well, the way you can get us at the garden, of course, is just go www.thecrossatkerrville.org or thecomingkingfoundation.org. But the main thing is you get in touch with God, you know, and he's in the book, he's in the Bible, and just ask him to get involved in your life.
All right. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comments.
Okay, everybody. I hope you'll get ready. Buckle your seatbelts because we're going for a holy coaster ride on this one. Get ready. The first one is a place to experience God. This place is truly amazing. It is a wonderful place to visit and worship God. The beauty is breathtaking. I cannot wait to visit again. And don't be surprised if you see gold sparkles in your hands when you're there. On August 25th, 2014, my husband and I, plus other family members, visited the Empty Cross Prayer Garden for the first time. It was a wonderful experience, and we felt a wonderful and beautiful peace there on the mountain. As we left, my family noticed that I had golden glitter on my clothes. I know I was blessed by God's presence, and I am a very fortunate person. Thank you for this beautiful prayer garden. Mr. and Mrs. Guadalupe Cardona from Eagle Pass, Texas. My husband and I recently visited the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville. I want to thank you, Max, for the tremendous blessing of your art in the garden. Your work has blessed me so much. I live in Fort Worth, and I come to the cross every chance I get. After my first visit, my hands sparkled for over a month. I would really like to talk to you, Max, about my experience. I met you and Sherry when I was on Roy Holly's radio show in San Antonio. Thank you so much. Lisa Alley in Fort Worth, Texas.
Lisa Alley, yeah.
I still get the glory dust when I pray. This was from Sandy Holquist in Houston, Texas. I can't wait to go tomorrow. I have waited years for this moment. Sharon Hancock from Facebook. This is the one you need your seatbelts for. It was a conference when we had the Women's Aglow last year in May when they came to the cross. What I saw at the cross was beautiful that night, for his presence was living and shining among us. I saw the glory of God moving around us. Glory on others' faces, and angelic beings so close you could nearly touch them. This was Judy Berry, Aglow, and she's from Kennedy, Texas. I saw an awesome cloud sitting right over us very close at the Aglow concert. I knew it was very special because it was so close to us, and the color was different from any cloud I had ever seen. It was medium gray with a little blue in it. I know that that was the presence of God. It was very near the end of our praise and worship. The praise and worship was awesome at the very best I've ever experienced. This was Mildred Whitmire from Aglow.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely pray that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.